Hi everybody, we continue with Tikkuni HaZohar. I'm from Tikkuni HaZohar, Ma'alot HaSulam. I'm still in Tikkun 5, the same thing for Matok Midvash. It's just from Ma'alot HaSulam, which is by Rabbi Brandman. We are in Seif Mem, in Pasuk, in the verse 40. So we continue with the Avaya, the name of God, Yud Kevavke. Shu Menuka, the way we put the vowel below the letter, or in the middle, or above. Shva, Cholam veKamatz. Shva, Cholam veKamatz. Shva u'nekudot Gvura. We know Shva is the Tudat, is Gvura. Shudin, Kamatz Rachamim. The Kamatz, which is a line and a dot, is Rachamim, mercy. Besot HaKadur veKamatz HaKohen Shehu Chesed. Because we know that it's written that the Kohen will take in his hand, Kamatz being hold it and make it smaller. It's called Kamatz, but the words after is Kohen. Kohen is Chesed. From here we learn that Kamatz is Chesed. Vem bet kavim small, shu shva. So there is left column is Shva. Yemin is Kamatz. Besod HaKadur b'yemino ish dat lamun. Yemin hu Chesed, ish hi gvura. Sod utiyot Shva. Besod HaKatuv be'esh Hashem nishpat. Be'esh Hashem nishpat. So you have in the word shva, the tudat is the same letter as be'esh in fire. So it's gvura, fire, burning. Okay. Shemisham nitna Torah shi amud imtzai tiferet shi nekudat cholam. So where does the Torah come from? Send the column balance. Cholam, cholam, cholam. Again, the dot above the letter. So we have kamatz. Okay. We have shva. Then we have cholam. When those three forces light together, because if you think about the letter themselves, the Hebrew letters, doesn't have a personality without the nekudot, without the vowel, or without the ta'amim. How do you say the word? What kind of nigun, what kind of melody you say the words? Let's say, when three of those columns, three of those vowels are shining, Shining meaning coming to an existence, coming to full fruition. Ramaz, remez lesod hakatuv, ki bi chashak v'afalteu. There is pasuk that say that God is desiring us. But desiring us is chashak. Chashak meaning desire or lust or passion. Chashak is chet for cholam, shin for shva, kuf for kamatz. Usot shem membet beresha. Ki bi cheshbon membet. And this is connecting us to the 42 name of God, from the Anah B'Koach, of course. And if you took Ki B, it said that God want me. Ki is Kaf and Yud, is together 20, and 10 is 20. And B, God is desiring me. B is Yud Bet, is 12. So 12 plus 30, you have 42. 42 corresponding to the 42 names of God. Cheshbon Mem Bet. Rak bavotecha chashak Hashem. Usot Ayin Bet. Begufa mitgale bechagat shenikraim avot. And would it say, God only desire your ancient or Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the fathers. Okay? The ancient father. Chashak means desire. It say that God only desire them. But chashak, or desire, cholam shva kamatz. And it's revealed through the 72 name of God, which revealed in the body, which is Chagat, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. So it's a very, very important to remember that. Now, מבחינת של Aleph, if we take the letter Aleph, שהוא סוד יוד וויוד. What is Aleph basically? Yud in the top, Vav in the middle, Yud in the bottom. This is the graphic. Sign of Aleph. דיינו שיוד התחתונה היא בקומה שווה ליוד העליונה. So יוד, the lower יוד and the upper יוד, the same. והיא אלף, שעולה בחשבון הוויה. And for that reason, if you break it down to יוד, וו and יוד, יוד is 10, 2 יודין is 20, וו in the middle is 6, 226 is touch a gramaton, like the name of God, יוד כווקה. היה הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא ושמו לבד בכתר, שהוא אין סוף ברוך הוא. So this is, when we talk about the Aleph, it's almost like the Ein Sof, or the place that called E and his name are one, which is in Keter. What is Keter? Ein Sof, endless. Baruch Hu lifnei b'riyat olam, before the creation of this physical universe, ad she'alah b'machshavato livro et ha'adam, until the manifestation of this world was to create a human being. דהיינו בעולם התיקון, in the world of correction, וצורת יוד שבראש יתג למעלה, אנו טעמים. So when we look at the יוד in the Aleph, the upper יוד, is called like טעמים. טעמים meaning like, how do we say the words, how is the melody of the word. So you can say shalom, or you can say shalom, depends on the טעם, depends on what kind of music code, Hebrew, mystical, Kabbalistic music code you have on board, on top of the letter. You cannot find the scroll. Two things you cannot find in the scroll, the nekudot, the vowel, and the ta'amim, and the music code for that word. But you can find the letter, and you can find the tagin. For that reason, the tagin, those antenna above the letter, as we studied before, are zayin pin. The letter themselves are malchut. Chokhmah, ta'amim, bina, nekudot, תגין, זר אנפין, לטר מלכות. בצורת יוד שבראש היא תג למעלה דנות, ויוד שלמד הנקודה, כלומר שיש הפרד בינוני ליוד תחתונה. There is a different, tell us Rabbi Brandwein, between the yud above the aleph, because the aleph is going diagonal. So you have yud above and yud below. There's a big difference between the yud above and the yud below. That the yud above is the ta'amim, the highest level. Pirush. Now we're going to explanation. Rabbi Brandwein will help us to understand it. Pirush. Gimel matzavim yeshlam el haneshamot. There's three situations that happen to the soul. Aleph, umetziyot haneshamot ba'ayir on-sof baruchu. Is what is going on with the soul in the endless. Before it was manifest to physical universe, before it was manifest to human body. What happened there? So that's one understanding. In the end of shusod ha-machshava, we call that area machshava, the thought, the mind. Arishona livro et ha-neshamot, which is the first concept of creating those souls. Veliot ki etzlo itbarach ha-machshava goberet hakol. We know from the creative point of view, from the endless point of view, the thought is the beginning and the end in the same time. There is no time. We need to think, then we need to write it down, blueprint, then we manifest. But with the creator, the thought is the manifesting as well. כן הוא צריך לכלי מעשה, because the creator doesn't need a vehicle to create whatever he think about. ותכף יצאו ונתבו כל הנשמות העתידות לברות מלאות בכל טוב והעונג שחשב בעדן. באדם. So automatically, in the endless, the thought of creation of the soul is already the creation of the soul, and then they've been manifest to a full capacity for all the goodness that the creator from the beginning want to give those souls. עם כל תכלית של מותם, with all the completion of what they're supposed to do, שהנשמות עתידות לקבל בגמר התיקון, with everything that that soul is supposed to receive in the end of the תיקון, הוא עבב שרצון לקבל ושמות נדפך להיות בהשפעת תורה בשבעת הצורה גבורה אלא מעצה להתברך. So, what happened? The desire to receive that was created in the endless is becoming exactly the same as the giving energy. Because it was no different between giving and receiving. It was exactly equally the same. Because the receiving is basically giving too. What was the soul or creator to receive for the sake of giving pleasure to the creator to give? Mumitam, because from the emanator point of view, from the creator, from the endless point of view, past, future, and present are exactly the same. There's no difference. There's no time that exists within the creator. So the soul in the endless have no difference between the creator and the soul. Exactly what's supposed to be happening in the end of time. So we have, in the beginning of creation, before creation of physical matter, the souls itself, that are not physical matter, were existed equally to the creator the same. No different. They are the vessel, but the vessel in the endless were exactly the same as the light. So, no different. He and his name are one. So, all of that happening in the endless supposed to be exactly what happened in the end of time. So in the end of time, what we call the end of the tikkun, what's going to take a place, we're going to receive exactly the same amount of light that we meant to be receiving when in the endless, that's what you receive in the end of the tikkun. So this is Matzav Aleph. This is the first stage of the soul. Stage number two. מצב ב', הוא מצוותם בעולמות העליונים אחר הצמצום. Is what happened to the soul after the contraction, after the restriction, after the צמצום. For every person to read the צמצום in a different name. I use the word contraction because I feel that's the closest name to צמצום, as צמצום comes from the word in the camera, the shutter, that decided how much light will go on the film. That shutter called in Hebrew צמצם. So what it does, it contract. So you contract the light, that's why it's called Tzimtzum. So Matzav HaBet, the second degree of that soul, in the upper world, after the Tzimtzum, Mitlabshan Be'olam HaZeh Beguf, and then they have to dress into a body. Those souls have to have a dress. What does the dress look like? Body. V'nitan lahem ha'avodah b'Torah u'mitzvot. And they give us the Torah and mitzvot. Why are we supposed to study Torah? Why are we supposed to teach? Why are we supposed to do mitzvot? One reason. כדי להפך את הרצון לקבל את הקנון ובכלל את הרצון להשפיע את החדור את הרצון. Only through the Torah, only through the study of the Torah, and the doing of that mitzvot, 365 mitzvot that you should avoid, things that you shouldn't be doing, and 245 things that you should be doing with excitement, those 613 together, if you do it right, with the right kavanah, is changing your desire from being selfish to desire that I want to receive because I know how much the Creator want to give me. So it's all new arena. That what happened after the Tzimtzum. So again, before the Tzimtzum, what happened in the Endless? Second, after the Tzimtzum, Matzav Gimel, now the third level, Ugmar HaTikun. Matzav Gimel, what happened in the end of time? When there is no more chaos, no more problem, Shel HaNeshamot, Achar Tchiyat HaMetim. That only takes place after immortality, after the resurrection of the dead. What is the resurrection of the dead? Of course, there's a thousand opinion on that, and a thousand explanation. They all agree about one thing, that eventually in the end of time, starting from the Mount of Olives, people will start to be resurrected from the grave. Which body will be resurrected if we talk about, let's say, 10 reincarnation? The body who did the best with that soul. Because the soul keep going to different bodies. So one soul, 10 body, which body will be resurrected? The one body that did a good job with the soul, that the body will be resurrected. That's one aspect of immortality. Second aspect of immortality, when we will be in a time when Tchiyat HaMetim will take a place, immortality will take a place, and the resurrection of the death take a place, and people will still be alive. What happened there? Let's say a person lose their kidney, the next kidney starts growing. The body will supply enough energy within the body to resurrect, because the body is connecting to an end. But once the person starts to work themselves not to connect to an end, and care and care and care for others, not just for themselves, then within the body, DNA, you start having a rejuvenation of immortality. And because of this, if a person loses something, it will grow like your nails is growing, or like your hair is growing. Similar thing. So, this is Gbar HaTikun. It's called the end of the Tikun. אשר אחר תחיית המתים, after immortality, after resurrection of death, כאן זה יתפך הצורה של קבלה ותשרה לה צורה של השפעה, תורה. In the end of the time, all human beings will be able to receive only for the sake of giving pleasure to the giver, which is the divine, which is the creator, which is the endless light. ונאסור להיות לקבל כל הטובה נועם. Now you can receive all the goodness the creator want to give you, because you don't think about yourself, so you don't create a separation between the giver and the receiver. שבשבת הבריאה שהיא אור אין סוף, ברוך הוא, שבמצב א', יהיו בהשוואת הצורה, בדבקות הצורה, בלי שום צורך לעבודה ולתיקון. So, the original form of what was the מחשבת הבריאה, what was the thought of the creator, would be equal to what I want. So whatever the creator want to give me, will be exactly what I want. Not like now, that I want it because I don't have it. I want it because I want to receive it. But in the end of the tikkun, I will want it because I know the creator want to give it, and by me receiving it, I'm giving it pleasure to the creator to give it. וזה אמרו, מסתרת האלף, now we're going back to the letter אלף, look how beautiful it is. That's what they say about the אלף, which is יוד וו and יוד. היינו מבחינת האלף של צורת היוד וו יוד, שיוד התחתונה מהירה בחסדים. The lower יוד shine with the light of mercy, חסדים. כמו יוד הראשונה בקומה שווה. And they are equal, בלי שום שינוי צורה ביניהם. They are not different. בצליק הוויה. ככך עולה חשבון, האלף קבב, דהיינו הוויה. בסוד היה עובה ויהיה. What do you mean הוויה? Even the name of God, Tachigamatan, it's called הוויה. Now the word הוויה means existent. What is trying to tell you? Was, is, will be the same thing. אבל קודש ברוך הוא ושמי לחוד. היינו במצב האלף כנף כמנת הוא, פירושו האור שבאין סוף ברוך הוא. מנת שמו פירושו מלכות איש הרצון לקבל. It's written in the end of time, his name will be one, and he and his name will be one. He related to the fulfillment of the creator, his name related to the receiving of the light of the Creator. So it says that in the end of time, they all will be the same. The receiver and the giver will not be different. Now when you give charity to a poor, it feels like you have and he doesn't. No. In the end of time, the receiver and the giver are equal, because the receiver said, I want to receive it just to give pleasure to you, because I know how much you want to give it. So, So, what we're seeing here, the Aleph itself can be written in a different way. Normally it's Yud Vav Yud, but you can write it also Yud Vav Dalet. If it's Yud Vav Dalet, that means the Dalet is Dinim. Dalet from the word is Dala. Dala means poor, meaning Dinim. So what is Rabbi Ramban telling us here? When we are talking before the creation of the physical universe, Shubha Matzav Anal, that means is E and is Ema one. Then they are equal. The Yud and the Yud are equal. In the end of time, the Yud and the Yud will be equal also. The upper Yud in the Aleph and the lower Yud. Ki achar ha-briya, dainu matzav bet, then come the second situation, matzav bet. What is the second situation? Them after Tzimtzum. Ad ha-salik b'chashav livrei adam. When you create human, I know olam atzilut. What is to create human? The world of emanation. Shenikra ma. Begimatria Adam. When we talk about Adam, the creator Adam, you have the word Ma. Ma is Yud Ke Vav Ke, that belongs to the Eranpin, which is Yud Dat Dalet, E Alef Vav, E Alef Vav Alef Vav, E Alef, Gimatria numerically value of 45. 45 is the same numerically value as Adam. So if you take the 45, we know there is 52, 45, 63, and 72, it's the way you spell out the Yud Kevavke. I cannot go into the details right now. If you want to put it as a sign for the lecture for people to see the different, more than welcome. Yishlam tzurot shel alef b'shilun tzura, miyud alana leyud ha-tachtona. Nanu berish, yud beresh, alef, tagalela, shudutu ha-tamim, shudutu ha-mavim ha-ilayim. Unatah nekuda, ainu Israel sabot v'na, v'ken yishna tzurot alef. So there is different alef, as I said before. You can read alef yud vav yud, you can read alef yud vav Dalet, Yud is the top part, the chupchik, above the line of the Aleph, and then you can write Yud below, but you can also write it as Dalet, as we know from Passover. Depends how you write it. Because when in Passover, when you put the Matzah, and you relate to the word Elohim, so you need to know what meditation each Matzah is. Shebechinat Dalet romezet legvurot, veYud romezet lechasadim. So the upper is mercy, and the lower Dalet is Gvurot. ובנקודות הבהירות באותיות נודעות כל הספירות כתשע נקודות. How many vowels you really put below the letter or in between the letter? קמץ, פתח, צרה, עם גימל ראשונות. So קמץ, פתח, צרה is כתר, חוכמה, בינה in the same order. סגול, שווה, חולם. סגול, שווה, חולם, חסד, גבורה, תפארת. Then you have חיריק, קובוץ, שורוק. אוקיי? חיריק זה קובוץ שורות. אני קורא גם כן חיריק שורוק מלאפום. מלאפום is the doubt that you put inside the letter. We call it נצח עוד יסוד. ומלכות שאין לה מגרמה כלום, אין לה נקודה. מלכות doesn't have a נקודה. So how many vowels there is in Hebrew? 9. It's amazing, right? There's only 9 נקודות. Not more than 9. Because מלכות doesn't have. ובהן בנקודות ישנם יודלת ניצוצות. Within those נקודות there is 14 spark. כי בקמץ חולם חיריק מלפום יש בכל אחד נקודה אחת וביחד הם 4 נקודות. If you take קמץ, חולם, חיריק and מלפום, there is one dot in everything. חיריק makes sense because it looks like one dot. מלפום makes sense because it's the dot inside the letter. Cholam makes sense because it's above, it's also one dot. How come kamatz? It's the dot below the line. That's what the kamatz is. So you have to be familiar with all those vowels. I cannot teach you the vowels. This is more for advanced students. So you got to study those dots. Everybody has one dot. So together you have four dot to those things. To kamatz cholam chirik manafum. Abra gudot. Betziri ish time. Amash in tzere of bina. One dot. Two dot. Amash shva. Two dot two. Segola min dot. Three. Very good. Shuruk. Three. So how many, if you count all those dot together, how many you got? 14. What is 14? Valem ne'emar uvnei Yisrael yotzim beyad rama. When it's written that the Israelite, you know, when they left Egypt, they say they're getting out of Egypt beyad rama, with that elevated hand, which is meaning in Hebrew that they go with strength, with a lot of strength. So but what does that mean? Ven yudalet neged aprakim shel eitzvot hayam. Shem yudalet. How many joints you have in one hand? If you count how many joints, each finger has three. So four times three, what do you got? 12. The fifth finger has only two. The thumb. How many is this? Two. What do you call it in Hebrew to this form? Yad. Yad. Yad mean hand. What is yad? Yud and dalet, 14. Now you know why you call it yad. Because there is 14 joints in your yad. That's why those of you who study palm and face reading with me, and eventually I will complete the course for you soon, I'm teaching that the prakim, the joint, tell you a lot about the person, how the joint set in the hand. Shem yudilet. Veshne rekim, dainu bet kavim mushkavim larochav sham benekudot, kav echad minekudat kamatz, kach benekudat patach. Now, if you take the patach and kamatz, how many lines you have in the vowel? You have only two lines. One is the kamatz, because kamatz go with line, and the kuda, patach go only with line. נגד שתי הקנים של הזרועות וכל ניצות של הנקודות הוא פרק והוא מידה מקבילה את האור. So every time you have one dot is one perek, one value of a chapter. And every time that you have those line, those are the שני הקנים של הזרועות. This is like the two arm. So what do you have? You have the 14 dot plus the two arm, קמץ ופתח. וכל ניצור של הגדור פרק והוא מידה מקבילה את האור. ובפרקים עושים תנועות. And that's how you make movement. So the letters themselves are like dead. Without the נקודות, without the vowels, there is actually nothing going on. וכן בנקודות שהן החיות, שבאותיות, האותיות מתנענעות. It's almost like the letter would not move without the נקודות. The letter are the raw energy that needs something to activate it. ורקיע הוא עמה. קנה המידה, וקו המידה דיינו שיעור האור. So the all measurement of how much light that there is there, okay? The all amount is the firmament, is the rakia. Ta'amim, if we take the ta'amim, ta'amim meaning the remember, the music note, the Jewish, Kabbalistic, mystical Jewish note, and min keter de zeranpin. Where they come from? They come from the crown of the zeranpin. Ve'em berosh al amud emtzai, and they are in the head of the middle center column, which is zeranpin. Ve'nekudot min menamoach shebachochma. So the nekudot, the vowels coming from the essence of the wisdom, of Chochma. I think he talked about Zeranpin, but he didn't say it. Ben brachot al rosh tzadik, aynu mochim de panim, kmo shata omer brachot al rosh tzadik, vehem gimel tipot, shusat gimel kavim, nashachim min amoach, el brit mila shu yesod. So this is the energy coming all the way, from the top, all the way to yesod, which is the brit mila. Otiot shen kelim, nimshachim b'chinat ima elyona. Where is the letter come from? The letter coming from the upper mother, which is Bina. שהיא בינה, ואין זין תחתונות, the בינה. What is the letter? Is the lower seven ספירות of בינה, is the letter. So again, טעמים, coming from the keter, the טעמים, again, the music note, the נקודות, the vowels, coming from חוכמה, and the letter coming from זין תחתונות of בינה, the Hebrew letter. המלובשות בזכר ונקבה, כי גר the בינה אין תגין. So because the Keter Chokhmah Bina of Bina is the tagin, is the antenna. So Gimel Keter Chokhmah Bina is those antenna above the letter called tagin. The seven tachtonot, the lower seven of Bina is the Hebrew letter. Vekulam ta'amim nekudot ve'otiyot nechlalim b'malchut. And all of it include within malchut. I'm going to continue because I want to finish this part. ונקודות מהירות לתוך האותיות and those letter shining within those nekudot, those valves shining within the letters, כמו שהנשמה מאירה לגוף, like the soul shining the body, because the soul without a body, without the soul is not alive, it's dead. כי הגוף הוא כסוס לרוכף. The body is like a horse to ride on. So the soul is riding on the body, like the letter riding on the vowel. ואותיות הן פתוחות על הנקודות לקבל אותן. So the letter open to receive the נקודות. ולהם נאמר וכנפיהם פרודות למעלה. And this is the prophet of Ezekiel that it say that their wings are open above, לקבל עליהם את הנקודות, to receive those vowels. והנקודות דהיינו מלכות. And those נקודות that we related to מלכות, המהירה בהרת חוכמה, because only מלכות can shine in the light of wisdom, is because it's a בחינה דלת, because it's a fourth phase. וקראת בכל מקום בת קול, כי זהר אנפין נקרא קול, ומלכות נקראת בת קול, because the voice is זהר אנפין. בת קול, the daughter of the voice, what we call בת קול מן השמיים, a sound of voice come from heaven, it's called בת קול, the daughter of the voice, kind of a weird name, it's related to מלכות. על ידי זה שחוכמה שלה מלבשת חסדים, when we take the essence of the לת קול חוכמה, and we dress it with חסדים, calling mercy, then it's manifest. וטעמים הם כלי מלחמה. What is the code, the music code of the Kabbalistic note for the letter? Is the weapon. להעמיד את הסדרה אחר, to kill the dark side, ולהמשיך החיים שהמוכל לזכם וקבע ולישראל. And that way, we're drawing enough light for the Israelite and for whoever hear the Torah with the טעמים. סימן של עוד רפא, הוא למעלה מן האותיות. Sometimes you have a certain letter which is called רפא. Try to explain רפא. It's almost like you not pronounce it. Am I right? Is that רפא? רפא meaning you not, like if you say ראשון, so you don't, what do you say?
Loosely pronounced.
Loosely? Loosely letter they be teaching me. היינו קו מושכב לרוחב הרומז לחסדים, ועליו נאמר ודמות על ראשי החיה. It's almost like a line that telling you רוחב, you know, that you're not pronouncing it strong, you don't emphasize that letter strong. So this is from Ezekiel prophet as well, ודמות על ראשי החיה רקיה, כן הקרח הנורא. It say that the image of that creature is like the terrible ice. But again, those are all quote from Ezekiel. נטו על ראשי מלמעלה above their head, וזהו רפא. נטו על ראשי החיות שהם דלת אותיות הוויה ודאי. So when it say it's above the animals, or the creature above their head, is related to the name of God, Avaya. Ki Arye, Usud Yod. Because if you take Avaya, we take the Tachagamatan, and you take Ki Arye, Lion, Usud Yud Mishem Avaya. A lion is the Yud from Yud Kevavke. Shor Usud Ei Rishona, Bull is, because they mentioned that, lion, eagle, bull, human, if you read Ezekiel. So the Yud is connect to the lion, the A, the first A relate to the bull. Vav, the letter Vav relate to the eagle. The A is Adam. Now you know why Ezekiel talk about those things. בסימן של דגש ובפנים האותיות, כן זה, יוד כבב כבאותיות דגושות. When you מדגיש, when you emphasize the letter, then you have to put a dot in the letter. ורפאו מבחוץ. When you tell that this letter is not emphasized, it will go outside. אוטרופות, והם כמטר ורסל, לאותיות, it's similar to riding an horse, that you can put things above the horse, are you riding, and you put things inside the mouth of the horse, it's called resen. How do you say the thing in the mouth of the horse? We call it resen in Hebrew. Anyway, but if we look at the horse like it is a letter, so you have above the horse, above the letter, and inside the mouth of the horse, it's different. שהעיר הוא בסדר של קו אמצעי שחוכמת העיר מלמטה למעלה, so you try to create balance within the letter, when the חוכמה will shine from below to above, because normally the light of wisdom comes from above to below, that's create darkness. וחסדים מלמעלה למטה, and you want to activate the mercy to go from above to below, ובהם סוד הכתוב והחיות רצו ושוב, רצו בדגש ושוב ורפא. It's telling you how you read the letters. A lot of people think Ezekiel is about the actual physical thing that take a place, but it's not so. פירוש, כי מקרא זה נאמר בעת שהחיות מקבלים מהרת הזיווג של זכר ונקבת האצילות. When the animal is receiving light from the connection between the male and the female of Atzilut of Emanation. אז הכולל שלהם הוא בסוד רצוף השוב, שהימין הוא בקנת וף קצוות בלי ראש, דיינו חזדים לחומה, הוא בסוד רצו אל השמאל, לקבל בנו בקנת חוכמה. What happened? I can't repeat it 1,000 times, I will repeat it just shortly. Right column and left column. Before Tzimtzum, the left column has more light, but you cannot see it because it's dark. So what we have to do, remove the Gibel Rishonot of the left column, so it can be united with the right column, and then we create center column. But in the beginning, what happened? You have only chassadim without wisdom. Chassadim without wisdom is the light of mercy, not strong. Wisdom, strong light, but not exist. It's darkness. So what happened? It said that achayot ratzov ashov, they're going back and forth. What does that mean, back and forth? That the chassadim are looking to the wisdom, the mercy looking to wisdom to receive the energy. שנקודת דגש רומז להמשכת החוכמה לתוך אותיות של הכלים. When we emphasize the letter, meaning that we're drawing a lot of wisdom into the letter, ושוב, עושות חזרת הימין אחרי שנקרא בשמאל וקיבלו בחינת דגר משם. And when we have a different letter than emphasize the letter, that means we have light of mercy there. הוא שב לקרוא לימין וחוזר לחזים, שעזבו כל השלמות בקבעת מתק ורסן. So it's almost like what we put inside the horse, that you put inside the mouth of the horse, that you can control, it's called resen. So the same thing in the Hebrew letter, you can put sometimes nekuda in the middle of the letter, that's in the middle of the horse, to control it. שהרוכב מחזיק בהם את הסוס, ומריצו לפי רצונו של הרוכב, ולפי הכיוון שנותן לו. Based on the resen, based on those muscles, this is how you maintain the horse, you hold the reins, but the reins go all the way to the mouth of the horse, and then going left and right. The same thing in the nekudot. So you have nekudot coming from the light of wisdom, and you have nekudot that coming from the light of mercy. That's it for today. Next time, hopefully we can start Tikkun Vav. Thank you.